Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show. This is CLR. You're probably like, why am I playing Friday's Music Wednesday? Because technically it's Friday, but it's not. It's Joe. Tomorrow or Friday, we're going to bow out to March Madness, the NCAA. What is up, everyone? Welcome to the show. This is CLR. This is the Cave Show. We are brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School and Chandler Heights. 4991 South Alma School. Get down there, let them know PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of any cigar purchase you have. 15% if you're there tomorrow between 10 and 2 for the NCAA March Madness Tournament. I will be popping in. So if you're there while I'm there, you get 15% off of any cigar purchase that you may have. Again, there are some restrictions, so make sure that you check at the time of purchase. What's going on, everyone? This is PLR. This is the Cave Show. A lot to get into today. I do apologize in advance. Abbreviated shows this week. A lot of it has to do with assignments. So just want to touch on a couple things really quick before I give you the bracket, before I give you who's going to win this tournament. Now, for those of you who are in the same tournament challenge as I am, am I giving you the one that we use for the show? Or am I giving you mine? Or am I giving you a ghost one? Ha! You think I'm going to give my competition a leg up? Actually, I am, because I'm going to do it for you. So I can help you win your poll. Your poll. Your bracket challenge. What do I call it, a poll? Anyway, we're going to get into that, but a couple little news items I want to jump on. First, Le'Veon Bell, you know him, running back for the New York Jets. That still sounds weird. Formerly of the Pittsburgh Steelers, did not play yesterday. Did not play for the Steelers last year. Kind of sided with Antonio Brown. So sometimes Big Ben throws it to you when he wants to, depending on if he's mad at you or not mad at you. Big Ben wants to win, but Big Ben wants to win his way. Mind you, this is the quarterback the Steelers are standing behind. Now, offensive lineman, his center, Mr. Pouncey, sticking with Ben 100%. Says he's a great teammate, he's a great leader. But the skill position guys, they're not as in the camp with Big Ben as you would like to see. Now, obviously, Juju and a lot of the guys that are still there, they're not crazy. They're not going to say anything. But like I said, Le'Veon said, hey, Ben wants to win, but Ben wants to win his way and his way only. And it's a matter of who you believe. Is it a story? Is it a non-story? Pittsburgh has been so good throughout the years. They're one of those teams that you know you can pencil into the playoffs, pencil into a good run in the playoffs. Obviously, last year that didn't happen with Antonio. Can't really blame Antonio Brown. He was there all season except for the last game. But you were down Le'Veon, who the Steelers didn't want to pay. I don't know. I think everything always comes out eventually. But he said that Roethlisberger, Le'Veon Bell, says he's a great quarterback who has preferences about who gets the ball in the Steelers' offense. According to SI, and that's where Bell did his interview, he said that a lot of things that went into him wanting to leave Pittsburgh. But Ben was part of him wanting to leave. Let me repeat this. Ben wasn't the only reason he left, but he was part of the reason why he wanted to leave. According to SI, from what Bell told SI, he said, when I was there, there was no major problems like that. Maybe little things like being on Facebook, being uncomfortable, talking about, you know, about AB. I know Ben and AB personally. I know how personalities can get. I can see where things went wrong. A lot of things AB said, it had a lot of truth to it. I've had some of those interactions. I don't react like AB does. AB isn't the only bad guy in this situation. Ben isn't the only bad guy either. It's just not a one person. It ain't just me. It's everybody. Pittsburgh has a lot to do in the offseason. Moved on from the best receiver in football. You moved on from the best running back in football. You have a very good receiver in Juju Smith-Schuster, and we'll see how good Juju is. And this is a knocking Juju, it's just all the truth. We'll see how good he is when there isn't that other guy on the other side to take off a whole lot of pressure. So we'll see what's up. But without further ado, let me go ahead and let me give you these brackets. And I'm going to start with the East. Number one, Duke, yep. They'll play VCU, who will defeat University of Central Florida. Mississippi State will defeat Liberty. Vatech will defeat St. Louis. Maryland is going to lose to Belmont, and they're good shooting. LSU will beat Yale. Louisville will beat Minnesota. I know a lot of people want to see Minnesota up in Louisville, considering that's Rick Pitino's kid. And the committee know they put this game together like that just for the sake of having Pitino play against the Louisville team. Louisville will prevail, though, and they'll go on to play Michigan State. Now, here's why I'm torn. Should I give you the rest of the bracket? Or should I just tease you for this point and let you get next week a little bit more? No, I'm going to continue. Duke beats VCU. Mississippi State beats Vatech. Belmont beats LSU. Michigan State beats LSU. Duke beats Mississippi State. Michigan State will face Duke in the Elite Eight. Hopping over to the South. Give me Virginia over G-Webb. Give me Ole Miss over Oklahoma. Give me Oregon over Wisconsin. Give me K-State over UC Irvine. I'll take Villanova over St. Mary's. I'll take Purdue over Old Dominion. Give me Cincinnati over Iowa. And give me Tennessee over Colgate. Give me Tennessee over Cincinnati. Give me Purdue over Villanova. Give me Oregon over Kansas State, and give me Virginia over Ole Miss. Give me Oregon, yes, Oregon, a team that was not healthy early. They will be healthy now, and they will be ready to play. They will be in the Elite Eight. Oregon on one end, Tennessee. Now let's slide on down. Guys, remember the Wiz, slide small to me. Let's slide on down. Gonzaga over Farley Dickinson. That was a great game yesterday. Farley Dickinson, Prairie View game. Good game. Gonzaga over Farley Dickinson, Syracuse. Give me Baylor, excuse me, over Syracuse. Give me Murray State to upset Marquette, who was tailing off at the end. Give me Florida State over Vermont. Give me, okay, so here it is. If ASU wins, give me ASU over Buffalo. If St. John's wins, give me Buffalo over Murray State. This is one, repeat that. If ASU beats
the Johnnies, give me ASU over Buffalo. If the Johnnies beat ASU, give me Buffalo over the Johnnies. You can change this in your brackets on the CBS Sports line up until tomorrow morning. Give me Texas Tech over Northern Kentucky. Give me Nevada over Florida. Give me Michigan over Montana. Give me Nevada over Michigan. If ASU wins, give me ASU over Texas Tech. Buffalo wins, give me Buffalo over Texas Tech. Give me Murray State as my upset over Florida State. Give me the Zags over Baylor. Give me the Zags over Murray State. If ASU wins, give me ASU over Texas Tech. I already said that. I'm sorry. Give me Michigan over Nevada. So then give me ASU over Nevada, since they almost beat them once already this year. But if it's Buffalo, give me Nevada. The next round, I would take the Zags over Nevada. I repeat that. Let me fix that. I would take Nevada over the Zags. Yes, that is an upset. So on that side of the bracket, my Final Four team, because I would take Michigan State over, I would have Michigan State playing Nevada. On the other side, I already have Tennessee advancing. They're beating Oregon, and you're just waiting to see who Tennessee will play. I'm going to give you that now. Give me North Carolina over Iona. Give me Utah State over Washington. Give me Auburn over New Mexico State. Give me Kansas over Northeastern. Give me Iowa State over Ohio State. Give me Houston over Georgia State. Give me Wofford over Seton Hall. Give me Kentucky over Abilene Christian. Give me Kentucky over Wofford. Give me Houston over Iowa State. Give me Auburn over Kansas. Give me North Carolina over Utah State. Give me North Carolina over Auburn. Give me Kentucky over Houston. Final Eight or Elite Eight, give me North Carolina versus Kentucky, and I'm taking Kentucky. So in our Final Four, I have Tennessee versus Kentucky. I have Michigan State versus Nevada. In the championship game, I have Michigan State playing Kentucky, and I have Kentucky winning it all for John Calipari, a team that got smoked by Duke at the beginning of the season. Game one will come back, and they will win every single thing. I've given you my picks. I have an assignment to get to. You can't say that I didn't help you. Get your butt down to Maduro's tomorrow while I'm there, and you will get a cigar that has been discounted 15% as long as it's not on the restricted list. All you got to do is pop in and say, hey, there's PLR. Let's watch this game. Let's have some fun. Make sure you are following Sports Cave on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook fan page. Cave is always with a K. SportsCave.com. Again, Cave is always with a K. Make sure also you're following me on the Twitter. That's PLR on Sports. Until Monday, everyone have a very blessed weekend. Take care of yourself and make sure you enjoy these games. Until then, go Sun Devils. This is the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR.